Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, there's a couple things I want to get to. I got you for 2 hours today, and I understand that's a lot of time to some people, but to me it's like that. It goes that quick. Again, that's why they call it the fastest hour on radio. Well, today it's 2 hours, right? And we are broadcasting into 158 cities. And it's not like the first time I ever heard that, so follow me here, okay? There's so much to cover. We just heard during the break Donald Trump is going to be arrested. I'm just here to tell you, folks, he did nothing to the establishment, to hurt the establishment. It makes zero sense outside of the fact that this is a military psyop. The indictment is against the American people. It's not against Donald Trump. And I think people have forgotten, for some reason or another, again, they rely on the short-term memories of the American people, that this has happened several times. I remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Remember that fake arrest? Remember that, folks? Yeah. Remember when Greta Thunberg, complete fake arrest? Do you remember all this, folks? Yeah. And you also notice that there's massive fundraising efforts going on during the same time. Well, some people will say, oh, that's just crazy. Well, here, listen, if you want to call in and show me how crazy I am, I'm here. 1-866-582-9933. The facts are on my side, and I will give them to you because you are being lied to again and again and again. Now, what I just said was behind these fake arrests and these military psyops, which are aimed at the American people that support Donald Trump, who said he was going to make America great again, but he did the opposite of what he said he was going to do. It's good for you to all remember that Donald Trump, during his second term run for the office, he made and he set a fundraising record. He made $122 million on his second run. Okay? So they're cashing in, aren't they? And also pay attention, folks, that I'm a public person, and what happens is the more that we're attacked, the more our support base grows. And I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about in general, because people know the truth. For example, when I gave the prayer in 2011 at the Capitol to open session in prayer at the Minnesota Capitol there for the senators and representatives, what's interesting is after I was done giving that prayer, they tried to lynch me. Within 10 minutes, there was over 2,000 outlets that attacked me. So it was all pre-planned. There's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen because it was pre-planned. I didn't say that. Roosevelt said that back in the 30s. But see, they didn't realize the power of God unto salvation, spoiling principalities and powers. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the more they attack ministries, the greater our base grows. Understanding the power of God unto salvation, after that prayer letter that I gave and over 2,000 outlets attacked me, well, before I knew it, I was being called by all the outlets across the United States of America asking me if it was true as to what was said. And they couldn't figure out what was wrong with ending my prayer in the name of Jesus. No, there is nothing wrong. This is why they lie. This is why they misconstrue. But the fact of the matter and the point that I'm making here is the more that they're attacked, okay, and I'm talking about the righteous or those that are set up as the righteous, the more their support base grows. Michelle Bachmann, congresswoman back 10 years ago, the more that the mainstream media attacked her, the greater her campaign town halls grew. And again, so you have to understand how this is being played. But I do want you to pay attention to the fact that this whole thing with Trump is nothing but a distraction concerning what they're doing. And also keep in mind, since the indictment came across, or at least it was promulgated to the American people, he's already raised another $4 million within 24 hours. Okay, and this is all happening because people don't understand what a military psyop is. Donald Trump is the leader of that. And if I can just go to the pith and the marrow of all this, and I've said it several times, Americans, why is it that 950 people have been indicted? Or arraigned, I'm sorry, for January 6th for merely exercising their First Amendment right. And the next question that I have for you is, how is it that the mainstream media called Donald Trump the leader of the coup, and yet everybody that was arraigned, the 950 people, 350 of them are in jail right now, but Donald Trump somehow or another, the leader of the coup, he's out there running for the presidency again? Okay. And also keep in mind, he's being indicted for what? It has nothing to do with January 6th. Hey, folks, it's him hiding money. And then remember how they brought the whole Stormy Daniels thing back again 6 years later? Why? Because they needed it. This is all smoke and mirrors, folks. That's what this is. Donald Trump is a perfect front for a QAnon, which is a military psyop. Remember under the Bolsheviks, back under the Russian military, what they did is they put up the good guys. They were the good guys that the powers that were tolerated put up to what? Make the people impotent, because they wanted the people to believe that the person that was set in place, that was now leading them out to do the right thing, was there for the good of the people. No, he wasn't. He was there to betray the people. And it's exactly what's going on with Donald Trump right now. Nothing's going to happen to him. And folks, also keep in mind, if you think this through, all those people that he said, when he sold to the American people that he was going to drain the swamp, I'm just kind of curious, how is it that all of those people that he failed to indict, to prosecute the way that he promised that he would, how is it that these are the people that are attacking him now? I'm just curious. Americans, do you think... And furthermore, between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, don't forget the fact that there was over 1,162 people that were running for the People's White House in the United States of America, and you didn't hear from 1,160 of them. The only ones that you heard about were the ones that they wanted you to hear about, and that is Donald Trump and Joe Biden. When are the American people going to wake up? Donald Trump just raised another $4 million on top of the $122 million, aggrandizing his wealth off the ignorance of the American people that he failed concerning the promises that he said that he would fulfill. He has betrayed the people time and time again, and I don't know how much more information needs to be thrown to the American people before they figure this out. But folks, if you would judge people by their fruit the way that the Lord told us to, I'll tell you, it's a different Donald Trump than the one that they try to sell to the American people through the mainstream media. And furthermore, friends, the mainstream media is giving him all the attention that he needs. Isn't that right? Yep. All eyes on Donald right now. Why? Distracting you from what they're doing while undermining the American people. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks, you therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfast. That means stay fixed on direction. Keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. One of the things that I'm going to cover before we start knocking down like dominoes the topics that the mainstream media means to, ignore or to keep you from or censor or to suppress, whatever the case might be. I want to get to this because I ran into another one. This one's brand new. And if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Join us on SOL Radio Live on top of that page and subscribe to that page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, you can join us on social media platforms. If you're listening to us, I'll paint the picture for you. If you want to call in, stick to the topic. Pros, cons, love me, hate me, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. One more time, if you want to call in and challenge anything that we're saying, or maybe you want to just add something, 1-866-582-9933. Don't take shots at me online, on social media platforms. Just be man enough or woman enough to actually do what the Word says in Matthew 18 and bring it to us, okay? 158 cities are listening even now. And again, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts across the country. We totally appreciate that. We know why you listen. We really, truly do know why you listen. You want resolve. And well, that's what the Word of God and the Constitution bring forth if we hold to the Lord's law, period. Amen. And if we're obedient to His commands. Acts 1, verse 2. Now, this is what I ran into yesterday. Okay, and this is what it says. Now, last week we spent a little time, just a little bit of time, showing you that those hippies from the 50s, 60s, and 70s that want to be raptured from responsibility, that's just not going to happen. Okay, we already took the time to show you that's a complete fraud. It was made up in the 1800s. It's not scriptural. Read John 17:15. Jesus said that, I pray that you take them not out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. That's enough right there. We're to occupy till he comes. In other words, the Lord's not going to raise up an army, put that up to the military equipment, folks, and the armor that we're supposed to put on in Ephesians 6:12. He's not going to raise up an army and take us out of here before the war. No, that's what tests his soldiers, friends, is the war. It's like the old war horses. You know how they used to test the horses that were ready for war? Those that could endure the flame, they'd put a flame under the horse's belly, and if the horse would hold, well, that flame was burning on its stomach, like there, under his belly, and he held. That horse could be used for war. The others couldn't. Okay, and so it is for where we're at today. So the post says this: eschatology, okay, matters. And this is what this heretic wrote. And I did confront him immediately because it offended me. Hey, folks, the love of God that's been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto you in Romans 5:5, it doesn't tolerate error. It doesn't tolerate error. Period. Okay? We're here to what? Be inspired by the Lord concerning doctrine, reproof, correction, and instructions, and righteousness. And if we're doing our job, we're going to hold each other accountable because we are our brother's keeper. Just for the record, I want to make sure that you all understand that. But what I did is right away is I went back to this guy that said, eschatology matters. The gifts and offices seized in 70 A.D., okay? He said tongue seized, healing seized, prophecy seized, deliverance seized, special knowledge seized. He's talking about 1 Corinthians 12:28. Apostles and prophets were seized, evangelists, pastors. I don't know where this heretic came from. I honestly don't, but this is so far out there. Here, let me give you a little experience here, okay? When I was in Israel, I was unsaved during that particular time, and if I was, I didn't know it. Let's put it that way. But if you're truly born of the Spirit, you know it. There's a vitality there and a life there that you had not before you were saved. Oh, that's the truth, because now you understand that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's just true. Okay, 1 John 4:4. But when I was in Israel, I remember this, because I always question when people would pray in tongues. Now, I know in the charismatic movement, this is all fleshly. They're born of the flesh. They act out in the flesh. I get all of that, John 3:6. But you know what? That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit, and it's led by the Spirit, and it's going to do the things of the Spirit. Okay? And interestingly enough, when I was sitting on the bus in Israel, I remember somebody on the bus that went with us. I think there was like 30 of us from Minneapolis to Israel. And when this person was on the bus, all of a sudden he started like praying in an unknown tongue. And I'm thinking, what is this guy doing? I mean, like, I was almost like, okay, I'm lost. This is getting weird kind of a vibe. And this was in 92, by the way. Okay? And he's just going off. And I'm thinking, okay, this guy sounds like a chatterbox. Doesn't make any sense as to what he's saying right now. And before I knew it, he stood up and he walked outside of the bus. And he started to pray in tongues louder and louder and louder. And I'm just looking around like, okay, who brought this lunatic on the trip with us, right? And before I knew it, my mouth was shut. All of a sudden, two Jewish men walked up to this guy, and they were angry with him. And they kept saying to him, why do you keep saying that? Why do you keep saying that? They were pressing him. They were a little bit indignant. They weren't angry to the point where they wanted to hit him, but they walked up to him, almost in a way of effrontery. And as they did, they said, why do you say that? Why do you say that? And this guy that was praying in tongues said, I have no idea. What am I praying? And they said to them, these two Jewish men that was praying in tongues said to that man that was praying in tongues, you keep saying that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. So before you deny the gifts of tongues, which the Lord didn't change his mind. Remember, I am the Lord, I change not, in Malachi 3:6. And in Hebrews 13:8, it tells us, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those gifts are not gone. They're still active. Remember, the Holy Ghost was given to those that obey, Acts 5:32. This individual yielded himself to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost gave a message to do to Jewish men that needed to hear from a man that didn't speak Jewish, right? Jesus Christ is Lord. Experienced it firsthand. Now, I've also seen the other side where it's just flaky, fleshly garbage. Okay? So, if we have the Spirit, we're going to test the spirits. Read 1 John 4. And if we test the spirits, we're going to know by the Spirit, if we're born of the Spirit, as to what's Him and what's not Him. Okay? Another one on this eschatology matters, the gifts and offices seized in 70 AD. It is not true. This is unscriptural. This is heretical every step of the way. Okay? This person also said healings is a thing of the past. Wait a second. So let me ask you something. So you're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:6. You're led of the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14. But you deny the gifts of the Spirit that you claim that you're born from. So, in other words, you're a believer that doesn't believe. Oh, my goodness. You are a part of the problem. Let me go to this. I seen a thing this morning where a guy said to him in question, he said, how is it that you know that Jesus is the Christ of God? And the guy answered and he said, because he convinced me. And he said, how did he convince you? He said, because he changed me. That is the power of God that I'm looking for right there. That is a man that is born of the Spirit of God. Hey, friends, when you go over, and I'm going to go there right now since I'm talking about this, because this is great stuff. Because when you sit there and you watch a man continuously point his finger back, talking about Jesus Christ, and the only proof that he has is to go back to historical record, beware. He's got an understanding from his head who Jesus is. He hasn't had experience in the heart as to what the Holy Ghost does and is in his life. Okay, he's not born of the Spirit. He has a head knowledge. And many of these men cause more damage than they don't. But when you run up to a man that says and can answer a question, how do you know that Jesus is the Christ of God? And says, I'm convinced. And when asked, how are you convinced? Because he changed me. That's a man of God that understands the power of the Holy Ghost. Because he comes in to convert you. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that all things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But I want you to hear this, folks. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll hold over right to the other side. Because I want you to understand that our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance that you would know what men and sort of men are among you. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey!
USA News update. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state is pulling together after tornadoes left a trail of death and destruction.
From a city, a county, a state, and a federal perspective, I would say that everyone is working in total lockstep.
Sanders says she's been in contact with President Biden and Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, who promised full federal support of impacted communities. Heavy security will be in place for former President Trump's New York indictment Tuesday. After flying to New York Monday night and spending the evening at Trump Tower, Trump will head to the courthouse in Manhattan on Tuesday to turn himself in. Millions of Americans are at risk of losing their Medicaid coverage, but the reality will hit home first for residents in Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, New Hampshire, and South Dakota. Those are the first five states that will begin dropping people from the Medicaid rolls as early as this month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, so I'm talking about a post right now. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. It says, and it's completely false, it's heretical, okay? The post says eschatology, these are the 50s and 60s and 70s hippies that want to create some heretical doctrine that draws you away from the scripture, preaching a different Jesus and a different gospel, which brings a curse on the nation. And that's exactly what these people are responsible for. Read Galatians 1:8 when you get a moment, okay? It says, eschatology matters. The gifts and offices ceased in 70 AD. They are absolutely incorrect. Scripture says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi 3:6. It tells us in Hebrews 13:8 that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the question that needs to be begged here, friends, is who's changed? It's not been the Lord, but here what we see is these heretics making up their own doctrine, saying that tongues is a thing of the past. Baloney, friends. When you look at Jude 1:20, it says, but you, beloved, build yourselves up into your most holy faith. Pray in the Spirit. And the gifts of the Spirit are the promise of the Spirit. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There's the word of wisdom. There's the word of knowledge. There's the gift of prophecy, the gift of faith. There's tongues and interpretation of tongues. There's miracles. All that stuff is still available to today's church. We need the Holy Ghost now more than we've ever needed him. But yet we see posts like this, that this is a thing of the past. You are a heretic, and the only way that this gets past the people is those that don't read the Word of God. Another one says is healings. Oh my goodness, friends, I've partaken with this several times. When I first got saved, we used to literally fast and pray Isaiah 58, read the whole chapter, and I used to look forward to fasting and praying. Matter of fact, it got to the point where I'd get off a 10-day fast, and I'd want to jump on another 10-day fast, because the spiritual benefits of fasting are second to none. But I remember one time, my mom had called me up, and she had said, there's this guy named Dan, and I remember he was a drinker. The world would call him an alcoholic. Well, listen, the best way to cure that is to abstain from alcohol, right? But they don't want to admit that they have to make a choice to say no, but it's interesting how they can make a choice to say yes. Put that up against Romans 6:16 when you get a moment, okay? But she said, Bradley, will you do me a favor? I said, what's that, Mom? She said, this is, my mom passed away in 2011, but she had said to me, Dan's in the hospital. I didn't really have a good vibe about the guy, which was neither here nor there. I know that the Lord desires that all come to the knowledge of the truth. And she said, Dan's got two to 10 days to live. I said, what's wrong? She said, his kidneys and his liver shut down. And she said, would you and Stephanie, your wife, go pray for him? And I said, okay. I said, well, did you pray for him? And, of course, the other end of the line is completely, you know, silent. And I said, where is he at? She told me Mercy Hospital, went up, I think it was the third or fourth floor. I can remember this vividly when I walked in. And I remember walking in and seeing the man. He's probably about 45, 50, maybe 55 years old. He was laying there. He had a terror-stricken look on his face because he knew he had 2 to 10 days to live. What bothered me more than even the look on his face, because for the most part, he put himself there. He made the choice to do that, okay, was the fact that I seen his dad, who was looking on his son, beholding him, looking upon him, and whom he had to bury in 2 to 10 days. And that bothered me more than even him being in the situation that he put himself in. And when we walked in, all of a sudden, he said he was going to go out. I think he went out and got a cup of coffee and he left, or whatever the case might be. And I said, well, Dan, I said, well, Mom wanted me to come in here and pray for you. So the Bible says where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. And is it okay if we pray for you? And we prayed for him. And about an hour after we left, speaking of the gifts of healing, okay, speaking of the Lord God, in Acts 10:38, where it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Do you remember when when John the Baptist told his two disciples to go ask Jesus, are you him or do we expect another? Do you remember what Jesus told his disciples to tell John? He said, go tell John that the blind eyes are open. Go tell John that the withered limbs grow back. Go tell John that the cripples walk and that all manner of disease is healed in my name. Go tell John that the dead are raised. And just think about it, church. He gave that power to the church as well in the present state. And it's interesting, these miracles are happening in third world countries all day long, but yet not in America. Why? Because we've got people like this denying the gifts of the Spirit. They're believers that tell you that they're born of the Spirit, but they're unbelievers that are denying the gifts of the Spirit. Doesn't make any sense, right? Oh, did I tell you? My mom called me an hour after we left, and she had said that Dan's kidneys and liver was completely restored. Hey, folks, this should be second nature. If we are truly Christ, then we believe all that Christ said. And I'm here to tell you that he is who he says he is. Oh, my goodness. Another one on this list was the gifts and offices ceased in 70 AD was a gift of prophecy. Now, folks, I've seen a lot of hypocritical, fleshly, fake, prophetic people. Oh, you see them more than you don't. But I've also been around the right ones and the real ones. And I've also been around the prophet of prophets to convey messages to the world. So don't sit there and tell me about how the gift of prophecy is a thing of the past. It always is used to run congruent with his word. It is never in contradiction. That's who the Holy Ghost is. And what you hear from the false prophets, they'll tell you yes, but the Holy Ghost is telling you no. That's why you stick close to the Lord like a Peter, James, and John, so you know the difference. Another one is deliverance. Oh my goodness, friends. I have minister friends that are in deliverance ministries. What is this guy talking about? Special knowledge. Folks, that's the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. And then he denies the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the pastors. What is this guy talking about? And it's offensive. Let me say this. If you're not zealous against error, friends, the way that I am, you're not zealous for the truth. This should offend every believer because Paul was one that defended the gospel. And so should you, because your truth, going back to the Word of God and inserting it into this nonsensical meme that he posted. I unfriended them because I seen that he was a willful heretic. Okay, I tried to correct him. I showed him. He didn't want to see it. And it's like, you know what? I have no part with you. None whatsoever. This is not a person that's born of the Spirit of God in any sense of the word. He is there to deny the Holy Ghost. And you see this constantly. But what I wanted to say, friends, is this. You, if you're born of the Spirit of God, you will know the difference. And you will know that all of the words from Genesis to Revelation, every single one of them, if you're one that says, well, I believe part of it, but I don't believe all of it, are you telling me that God... The Holy God, the creator of life itself in man, in all that is, you're telling me that he made an error somewhere in here? Well, you know what? You know what? There's been a lot of different translations. Wait a second. If it worked for my forefathers, and I'm talking about the translation, so it works for me. And if you want to really take it to the test, go back to the Latin and the Greek and the Hebrews. Okay? Don't just take it for everybody else's word. Go ahead and do your own due diligence, and then you'll come back to terms with the fact that King James is right on the money. Okay? And again, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. But again, this is what I want you to say, or I want you to hear. I'm sorry. When you look at the word, it doesn't tell me anywhere in the word that I'm supposed to find my faith in man. Nowhere. No. Matter of fact, it tells you just the opposite. In 1 Corinthians 2:5, it tells us that we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but we're to find it in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Hey, folks, if Christ is the author of your faith, he'll be the finisher of your faith. I'm going to say this in contrast. If a man can talk you into becoming saved, another man can talk you out of being saved. You see these people that have been in the church for 20 and 30 years, and all of a sudden they come out and they say, you know what, I don't believe a thing of it. Yep, that's right. Yeah, you were never saved. You are preaching a message from your head, not understanding that God speaks to the heart, and you are conveying to them carnal knowledge which damns men's souls. Well, Bradley, will you put that up to Scripture? Sure, I can do that. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. The Bible says Christians are to be written epistles for all men to read in power. You know what I love to hear more than anything? Because I can get up to do an event with an individual that he's all big in his head. You know, he knows what to say and how to say it and all that other good stuff. One thing he can't bring is the anointing. See, the Bible says of Peter and John that the Pharisees looked upon them and said that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but perceived that they were with Jesus. That's the preacher I want to listen to. Because a lot of those big-headed men, they can talk and use all those big words, and the only reason they do that, those philosophers, because that's really what they are, Epicureans and Stoics, as it talks about in the book of Acts, they know all of that, but they don't know the Christ. They know all of that, but they don't know the truth and the one that sets men free. I don't have time to give ear to that nonsense. No way. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27. It's the simple, commonsensical understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When they start getting caught up into all those big words, just keep in mind, they're caught up into those big words trying to explain what they don't understand. So therefore, be careful, my friends. This right here, in bringing it to a consummation, I'm really happy to see the comments that I'm seeing on this post. People know the Scripture, and I'm very happy to see it. So congratulations. This is how we do it. we put an end to this nonsense and we call them up for who they are. And if they're not willing to see the truth for what it is, then you know what? Get away from them. The Bible tells us that God is not a man that should lie. And he's not going to condescend to become a liar like you to convey his truth. No, the opposite. No, the opposite. Hey, friends, do you know that when Paul was knocked to the ground by Jesus, and Jesus said to him, why do you kick against the pricks? Do you realize that the only thing that Paul could give to the people was his testimony in Jesus, and that's what he's continuously reiterated? It wasn't from his head, it was his experience. Okay? And that is the greatest book in the minister's library.
Already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, so with that, I'm paying attention to some of the people's comments on social media platforms. I hope this understands. I hope it also conveys to the people that I am not here because I applied for the job. I want to make sure that everybody understands that. You know, it's funny, all these radio people in Minneapolis and St. Paul, they talk about how Bradley Dean has the airways. Well, listen, it's not my call. I'm responding to the call. And I want to be the best that I can be, but it's always going to be in simplicity, so a child might understand it. That's why the Lord pointed his finger back at a child and said, this is the model of heaven. This child is the model of heaven. And unless you become as this little child, you'll in no means go into heaven. So we have to unlearn a lot of the stuff that we've learned. And I thank God that I didn't come from the circumcision, but rather the uncircumcision. And if you know the Word of God, you'll understand perfectly what I'm talking about. I was a heathen that came into the church. I wasn't raised up in the church to go to the heathen. Because I think a lot of the stuff that people have to unlearn when it comes to those that were raised up in the church, oh my goodness, I just look at some of it and I just say, thank you, Lord, for not raising me up in that snake pit, to say the least. But going back to what I was talking about, and again, bringing it to a consummation, and if you want to call in, right now is the time to do it, because we're going to change topics in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, talking about this topic. I want to say unbelief is actually, it's a perverted faith. It's man's faith trying to be spiritual when it's actually carnal. And you run into that all of the time. There's a lot of people out there that think that they are saved, and there is no sign of the Holy Ghost whatsoever in their lives. They're not overcomers. They're succumbers. And they act just like the world. Why? Because they haven't come out of the world. You know, I think of A.W. Tozer, who had rightly said that a whole new generation of Christians has come up believing that it's possible to accept Christ without forsaking the world. Well, that's right. James 4:4. That's right. But I want you to think about this, making the point of unbelief. Unbelief is actually perverted faith, for it puts its faith not into the living God, but into dying men. I'll say it again. Unbelief is actually a perverted faith. It's humanistic faith, okay? For it puts its faith not in the living God, but in dying men. And it's exactly what is prevalent in the American church today. Friends, let me say this firsthand, and I'm going to get to this. I brought it up enough where people are saying, you know what, Bradley, enough of hinting to it, of mere hints. Just let the cat out of the bag. I got to tell you, friends, there's a lot of people that are or have put themselves into the position of leaders in the American church that are not born of the Spirit of God. Look at the fruit of the culture. That's the fruit of the church. That is the fruit of the church. I just seen one earlier. This is just about as heretical as it honestly gets. You guys have seen this just to prove the point. And I'm not talking about the hierarchy of the world's church, because that's what Catholicism is all about. And this guy right here makes himself the vicar. And I'm here to tell you, all my good friends that are Catholics, I would tell you to read your Bible, because you're going to notice a lot of things that conflict when it comes to the Word of God, because a lot of stuff that is in your Bible is man-made. Okay? Jesus Christ is the mediator. There's one man between God and man. His name is Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. Okay? As a matter of fact, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He didn't say anything about a political pawn. But to show you what I'm talking about when it comes to carnal men, look at this. News Punch just reported, case in point, that Pope Francis declares that pedophiles have a special place in heaven. I mean, how could this be your vicar when it... He's advocating what God clearly condemns. Man clearly, carnal man, now that I'm speaking of it, clearly condemns pedophilia. Carnal man condemns these, what they call themselves, transgenders and these sodomites. Carnal man has enough common sense to know how this all works. And it allies itself with the Word of God, male and female, and reproduction, right? But this isn't just the Catholic Church. I can go up to the top concerning a meeting I had last June. And this is, I know some of you are tired of hearing mere hints of all this, but I'll get to it one day, I promise. But when I went to the hierarchy, I was called to this meeting, and there was probably 8 to 10 people there. And they were, the only person that wasn't there was Franklin Graham, and I was hoping that he was going to be there, because I was going to have some words with that man that said Jesus himself would have got the shot. I would have had some serious words with him in a big way. But all the other people there were all in the same circle. And if you could see the circle of people that I had in front of me on my computer screens during a Zoom meeting, you would understand the carnality of those that are leading the church today. and how it has nothing to do with seeking and saving that which is lost, and how it has very little to do with telling people the truth. Nope, it's always their safe truths. And P.S., concerning seeking and saving that which is lost, for the most part, completely out of sight and out of mind, as you can see. But going back to the carnality of men, if I said their names right now, almost every one of you would say, yep, I know exactly who he is. Folks, there is mad, mad money involved. And what I see more than anything, they sold out for their call that they made up because they don't need to live out God's call anymore. And I'm not saying that that's how it started. I'm saying that's what they exchanged it for. And this is why Jesus continuously preached out against covetousness over and over and over again. Matter of fact, the 10th commandment is, thou shalt not covet. And there's a reason he said, thou shalt not covet. That means to desire that which belongs to somebody else. And if you go over to Romans 7:7, it said, I had not known lust except the law said, thou shalt not covet. So he had an understanding of the use of the law to bring him into Christ. And having a knowledge of sin and a reason to repent. Read Luke 15 and understand how the prodigal son actually was moved to come back to his living father. And I'm talking about his carnal, natural father. Okay? Okay, so anyways, with that said, let me go ahead and tee up the next hour, if you don't mind. And I want you to see this because this is insane. We all see that after, you know, this, and I'm going to say alleged because there's a lot of questions about what happened there in Nashville concerning the shooter by the girl that wanted to be a boy. And, of course, they're all calling for gun control again. And I'm going to show you a video in just a couple of minutes here of two representatives going at it in the halls of government. And it was legit. And I can honestly feel good about what I'm going to show you and say, you know what, Thomas Massie was exactly right. And he went to bat for the American people because he didn't stand down. He stood up. But what we have today in luau of that shooting that took place, in Nashville, where six people were killed, we have treasonous Joe Biden now telling the American people that we need more gun control. And keep in mind, he said this with tongue in cheek. He kind of chuckled about this said shooting. Okay? And as you all know, the People's White House, the press corps, all controlled operatives, what they're doing now is they're actually trying to spin the whole story. That's what spin doctors do, and that's what useful idiots do. They're trying to show sympathy for the devil that did the shooting and overlooking the innocent that were victims of this girl that wanted to be a boy. Okay, but look at this. Joe Biden calling for gun control, right? Are you tired of being accused of the crimes of the guilty yet, Americans? Apparently not yet. But look at this. Man who said he accidentally left 300,000 guns for the Taliban gives lecture on gun control. And pay attention to the fact, because you're going to see this in just a moment by the video that I'm going to play you. Also keep in mind that these are individuals that are creating policies that are being created to tear down the Second Amendment by men that are encompassed by armed security, defending themselves from the people they're supposed to serve. If you can get that through your head, you're going to understand all of this. It's a totalitarian method of disarmament. And if you don't know anything about the history of disarmament, folks, we do a whole show on it, and you need to wake up to what's really actually happening. Because it is a grace and a mercy of God that you're still an armed people, because had you not been an armed people, it would have been all over with a long time ago. Okay, so what we're going to do when we come right back, I'm going to show you a video of Thomas Massie in the hallway being affronted by Rep. Jamal Bowen. And the way this guy acted was almost like, you have got to be kidding. But this is the kind of stuff that I want you to see, because this is the stuff that the mainstream media doesn't want you to see. I'll play it hour two coming up. First thing I'll do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, hour two coming up right on the other side. Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.